兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们早晨能够在主的桌子前一同的来擘饼纪念他。
Praise the Lord that we can gather before the Lord's table to break bread and remember Him.
我想这实在是主自己的恩典。
This is certainly the grace of the Lord.
也是他用他的爱常常来提醒我们。
That He uses His love to remind us.
因为只有他的爱充满我们。
Only when His love fills us all.
我们才晓得如何来做一个跟随他的人。
Then we will know how to be His followers.
这次在主的面前的感觉。
And this time before the Lord, I felt that.
还是盼望从新约里面一卷很短的书信，然后弟兄姊妹们一同的来领受主的话。
That I hope to receive the word of the Lord and share with you from the little book in the New Testament.
昨天晚上我们已经稍微从其中交通了一点。
And last night we have already started sharing on that book.
那今天早晨我们要往前在另外一方面的来交通。
And today we'll go forward and share on another aspect of that book.
因此还是请弟兄姊妹们，我们翻到新约的腓利门书。
So let's turn to the New Testament, the book of Philemon.
腓利门书
Philemon
我还是请弟兄姊妹们忍耐听我把这一章圣经念一遍。
Just be patient with me as I will read this letter once through.
为着时间的缘故我们就不翻译了。
And because of time we will not translate this reading.
腓利门书
Philemon
为基督耶稣被囚的保罗同兄弟提摩太写信给我们亲爱的同工腓利门和妹子亚非亚，并与我们同当兵的亚基布，以及在你家的教会，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。我祷告的时候提到你，常为你感谢我的神，因听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心。愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督做的。兄弟啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰，因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你何宜的事，然而像我这有了年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着爱心求你，就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你。他从前与你没有一处，但如今与你我都有一处。我现在打发他亲自回你那里去，他是我心上人，我本有意将他留下，在我为福音所受的捆锁中替你伺候我，但不知道你的意思，我就不愿意这样行了，叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。他暂时离开你，何解是叫你永远得找他，不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟，在我实在是如此，何况在你呢？这不拘是按肉体说的，是按主说的。你若以我为同伴，就收纳他，如同收纳我一样。他若亏负你和欠你什么，都归在我的账上，我必偿还。这是我保罗亲笔写的，我并不用对你说，连你自己也是亏欠于我。兄弟啊，望你使我在主里因你得快乐，并望你使我的心在基督里得畅快。我写信给你，深信你必顺服，知道你所要行的必过于我所说的。此外，你还要给我预备住处， 因为我盼望藉着你们的祷告，必蒙恩到你们那里去。为基督耶稣与我同坐监的以巴弗问你安，与我同工的马可、亚历达古、以马、路加也都问你安。愿我们主耶稣基督的恩藏在你的心里，阿们。我们再一点祷告。
Let's have another word prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父神，我们向你低头敬拜。
Dear Abba Father, we bow down before you to worship you.
当我们在你爱子里，也在他的名下进到你的面前。
As we enter into your presence in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus.
我们的心实在要向你俯伏。
Our heart want to bow down to you.
因为是在你在你儿子里面救赎了我们。
Because you have redeemed us in your Son.
释放了我们。
And release us,
让我们可以坦然无惧地来到你的面前。
That we may come to you without fear.
亲爱的阿爸父，我们早晨聚集在你的跟前。
Abba Father is gathered before you this morning.
愿我们的心向着你存着敬畏。
May our hearts full of fear for you.
也并且我们有个渴慕的心灵来向着你。
And a longing heart to come to you.
好让你记在经上的话，就是圣灵再次说在我们的心中。
May you through the scripture speak to us through the power of the Holy Spirit.
让这些话运行在我们里面。
That this word may move within us.
赏赐我们的信心。
Give us faith.
让我们与所听见的道调和。
That it may mingle with the word that we heard.
也让你的话能够规模我们的思想。
And may your word transform our mind.
来成就你自己在我们身上的旨意。
To accomplish your will in us.
愿荣耀归给你。
May glory be to you.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们感谢神把这卷书赏赐给我们。
We thank the Lord for giving us this letter in the Bible.
当我们来到这个腓利门书。
When we come to the book of Philemon.
我们都知道这卷书乃是保罗在罗马做监牢的时候所写的。
We knew that this book was written while Paul was in prison in Rome.
虽然它不过是一个一卷非常个人的书信。
Even though it's a very, very personal letter.
不过是为着一个囚牢一个的奴隶阿尼西姆来为着来向他的主人腓利门的一个求情的书信。
It is a plea to Philemon on behalf of Onesimus the slave.
当我们把这个监狱书信摆在一起来读的时候。
But when we read these prison letters together with this book.
我们却实在看见这位看见那天上异象的神的仆人。
That this servant of God who saw the heavenly vision.
他不只给我们看见所写的以弗所哥罗西里面那么高深的真理。
Not only he's given deep truth in Colossians and Ephesians.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
Is the fullness of the one who fills all and in all.
基督乃是教会的元首。
And Christ is the head of the church.
他把这个这么重要的真理来传达给神的教会。
He has given us such an important truth, and give it to the church.
叫我们能够在其中来领略明白神的永远的旨意。
So we may understand and know the will of God.
神在他儿子也为着他儿子所要成就的事。
And for the things that God wants to accomplish through His Son.
而一直像我们每一次来读圣经的时候。
So every time when we read the scriptures,
我们要来明白什么叫做神的教会。
We need to understand what is the church of God.
我们就离不开这两卷那么重要的书信。
Then we cannot but to read that two important letters.
同时也给我们看见。
And it shows us that
这位神的仆人
this servant of God,
他是怎么样活出这在基督里的生命。
How did he live out the life in Christ?
他告诉我们说他所以能够胜过一切的环境。
He told us that he can overcome all circumstances.
能够胜过捆锁。
And his imprisonment.
能够胜过外面人对他的批评。
And the criticism people has against him.
所增加给他的压力。
And the pressure they put on him.
能够胜过一切的那些的环境。
He can overcome all the circumstances.
都因着一个原因。
For one reason only.
一个基本的原因。
A basic reason.
那就是他所说的基督就是我的生命。
That he say that Christ is my life.
我活着就是基督。
I live because of Christ.
他不是靠着他自己活的。
He not live by himself.
他乃是靠着主而活的。
But he live by the Lord.
主乃是他的生命。
The Lord is his life.
在他里面活出来。
And live within him.
这是他的动力。
This is his power.
这是他的能力。
His strength.
你看见这是在这几卷书里面所给我们看见的这样子美丽的信息。
So in these few prison letters, we can see such a beautiful message.
虽然有些人告诉我们，
even though some people tell us that
这卷短短的腓利门书，
this short letter of Philemon
不过是夹在哥勒西书的后面，
was actually part of the book of Colossians given to the church.
好像一张的便条纸。
As if just a little notice.
不过是顺带的把它送到哥利西的教会。
It was sent along with the book of Colossians to the church in Colossae.
来为着这个阿尼西姆来向他主人求情。
And pleading to Philemon for Onesimus' sake.
但是你却看见在这卷书的当中。
But when you look at this letter,
圣灵就是保罗在这里所写的话。
The Holy Spirit through Paul written this word.
却给我们摸着了一个更具体的基督身体的生活。
He helped us touch on something practical about church life.
这里有一位神的仆人。
Here is a servant of God.
他不只讲高深伟大的道理。
Not only he can preach deep and strong doctrines.
他乃是生活在其中的。
But he also lived within what he preached.
他能够把他如何在他所看见的意象里面而活出来给你看。
He can live out the vision that he saw.
哎呀，我们非常的惭愧。
We are quite shameful about this.
很多时候我们这些站讲台的弟兄们啊，
especially us who are standing on the pulpit.
我们能够讲很伟大的道理。
We can speak big, strong doctrines.
但是我们常常亏欠我们实在没有好好活在这个真理的实际里面。
But a lot of times we cannot live in the reality of the truth we preach.
我常常提醒我们这些服侍主的人呢、
啊、I always reminded those of us who are serving God.
提醒我的自己。
And it remind myself.
需要给别人学的更深的功课。
That we need to learn the deeper lessons.
因为我们不只讲。
Because not only we can speak.
我们需要靠着主。
We need to live by the Lord.
而活在这个真理的实际里。
And live within the truth that we preach.
保罗他得着了那么大的奥秘。
Paul had received such a great mystery.
但是他也活在他所得着的启示的里面。
But he also lived in the revealed revelation that he lived in.
他告诉我们，
He tells us that
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会的头就是基督。
And the head of the church is Christ.
在这个生命的里面。
That in that life,
在小事的上面。
In a small letter, in a small matter,
在每一个肢体的相处的当中，
and while we are having relationship with one another,
到底应当怎样的来相处和生活呢？
How do we live with one another? How we treat one another?
不错，他的确是为着阿尼西姆来求情的。
Surely he was pleading on behalf of Onesimus.
我们昨天晚上从阿尼西姆的经历上来看了。
And last night we talked about Onesimus' experience.
我们看见这里有一个的逃奴。
Here there's a runaway slave.
他把主人重要贵重的东西偷了。
He has stolen something precious from his master.
逃到罗马这个大城去了。
And he went to Rome, a big city.
但是感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
不管是哪一个的原因。
Whatever reason it is.
何解是给以巴弗所遇见了。
Perhaps he met Epaphras.
何解是因着他走投无路了。
Or perhaps he has come to his end.
而来到保罗所在的地方。
He went to Paul.
他却因着遇见了保罗。
And because he met Paul.
更是被主遇见了。
Then he met the Lord.
他因着保罗所传给他听的福音。
Because of the gospel that Paul preached to him.
整个生命有了改变。
Then his whole life has changed.
虽然他还是一个奴隶。
Even though he's still a slave.
但是保罗说。
But Paul said.
现在不再是奴隶。
Now no longer a slave.
不仅是奴隶。
Or not just a slave.
更是一个亲爱的弟兄。
But a beloved brother,
他的生命有了极大的改变。
Because his life has gone through a transformation.
这正是我们每一个人每一个蒙恩的人的经历。
This is experience of everyone who was born who was saved by grace.
我们从前都是做罪的奴隶的。
In the past, we are slaves to sin.
我们从前都是没有自由的。
In the past, we have no freedom.
我们从前都是做不法不义的奴仆的。
In the past, we are servants to unrighteousness.
感谢神
But praise the Lord,
我们却因着主的缘故
Because of the Lord,
我们能够得着自由
We can be free
但是
But
我们也看见说
We see that
保罗并没有把这个阿尼西姆因着他的改变就把他留在旁边
Paul did not keep back Onesimus because of his change
他倒是把他打发回去
But he sent Onesimus back
为着什么缘故呢
For what reason?
不错，他的确在基督里蒙了恩典了。
Surely he has received grace.
他的罪的确得了赦免了。
Surely his sins was forgiven.
但是他呢，得罪他的主人的东地方。
But the things that he offended his master.
他需要对付的。
He need to deal with.
他需要面对的。
He need to face with.
他需要去处理的。
He need to go back and deal with.
虽然他的确没有他的能力。
Even though he is powerless.
但是保罗似乎做了他非常的保证。
But Paul has given him a guarantee.
而他借着这封信
through this letter,
帮助他解决这个问题
helping him to solve this problem.
所以他把他打发回去
So he sent him back.
他回到他的主人腓利门的家
He went to his master's house, Philemon's house.
回到哥罗西的地方去
Went to the church in Colossae.
他还是一个奴隶
He is still a slave.
但是现在这个奴隶
But now this slave,
他服侍他的主人
he is serving his master,
和从前是非常不一样
will be totally different to what was before.
我们也说过了
we have said that,
也许他在那里也亲耳听见保罗所写的哥勒西书
perhaps he has heard the letter of Colossians when Paul wrote it.
他知道说从今以后
He knows that from now on,
是应当怎样的来做奴隶了
how he should be a servant,
从前他是非常的不满的里面
In the past he was full of unsatisfaction
今天他在心里存着诚实和敬畏主的心
Now because he became an honest and a fear a God fearing man
他虽然在服侍他面前的主人
Even though he's serving his master
却是并不是为着人而做的
But he's not serving the master to please him only
乃是为着主而做的
But for pleasing God
他站在这一个新地位里面来当奴隶
When he stand on this new position to be a slave
他在爱的里头来服侍他的主人了
He's serving his master in love
我们虽然蒙恩了
Even though we have received
虽然我们一面所得了释放了
Even though we have received a release But,
我们在主的在神的面前
before the Lord,
我们不能忘记
we must not forget,
我们仍然是一个奴隶
we still a slave to God.
从前我们服侍不法和不义
In the past, we are slave to sins and unrighteousness.
今天我们是做义的奴隶
Now we become a slave of righteousness.
从前我们服侍这个罪
In the past, we are serving sin.
我们服侍这世界的王。
We are serving the king of this world.
今天我们服侍我们的主。
But now we are serving our Lord.
我们是主的奴隶。
We are the slaves to the Lord.
这个奴隶的身份是高级了。
And this slave's position is high.
所以保罗不以承认自己为基督的奴隶为耻啊。
So therefore, Paul is not ashamed to call himself A slave of Christ.
保罗在书信里面多次的提到
Paul has told us in his Bible
基督耶稣的奴仆
He called himself as a slave of Jesus Christ
他像那在创世纪的那一个希伯来的奴仆一样
He just like the slave in the book of Exodus
因着他主的爱
Because of his love
他已经把他的耳穿了洞了
He has pierced his ears
他已经把他的耳朵贴在门框的上面
He has put his ear near on the doorpost
他甘心情愿的
Willingly
一生做爱的奴隶
To be a slave of love All the days of his life
从今以后
From now on
不再是我
No longer me,
乃是基督。
But Christ who lives in me.
这是保罗的生命。
This is Paul's life.
这也是我们生命。
This is also your life.
当然
our life.
更是主的生命。
Surely it is the life of the Lord.
因为我们主来到地上就是成为奴仆的样式的。
Because the Lord Jesus came, He came in the form of a slave.
他就是一生顺服神旨意的人。
He is the man who obeyed God all through his life.
这个生命在我们里面。
This life is now within us.
这个生命所要我们显出来、活出来的。
And this life is for us to live out to exhibit.
那就是做一个爱的奴仆。
That we may become a slave to love.
这是我们在这卷书的里面。
We are in this letter.
我们从阿尼西摩身上所看见的故事。
In the life of Onesimus, we can see this.
也是保罗借着这个故事摆在教会的面前。
That Paul through this story had put it before the church.
摆在所有蒙恩的人的面前。
That everyone who has been saved by grace can see it.
来提醒我们。
To remind us.
我们都应当是个爱的奴仆。
That we should be a slave of love.
所以你才看见他的哥林多前书告诉我们。
Therefore, in First Corinthians tells us,
我们个人蒙恩是什么身份就做什么身份。
Say how we have been called, that's what we will be.
也许我们觉得自由了。
Perhaps we felt that we are free.
但是他告诉我们。
But it tells us that
我们是基督的奴仆。
We are slave of Jesus Christ.
我们来到这卷书。
We come to this letter.
我们看见保罗的本人。
We can see Paul himself.
他和阿尼西姆的关系。
And his relationship with Onesimus.
他不只帮助阿尼西姆解决他与主人之间的关系。
Not only he helped Onesimus to solve the problem he has with his master.
他放下了手中的工作。
He has laid down his work.
来写这一封的信
and to wrote this letter,
也给我们看见
to show us that,
这里有个人的确是个看见什么叫做基督身体的人、啊、
He is a man who understands what is the body of Christ.
为着什么缘故
For what reason?
保罗这样子的肯来为这个人所看不起的一个奴隶写信
Why would Paul write the letter for this slave on behalf of him who is beingDespised by others.
有人告诉我们说
Some people tell us that.
是因着保罗在这里所告诉我们的
And through what Paul has written here.
这个的阿尼西姆
This Onesimus.
乃是他在捆锁里面所生的
He basically was a son born to him in imprisonment.
他在那么艰难的里面
He was in great difficulty.
却得住了这一个的人
Yet he gained this man.
却看见了这个人生命的改变
To see this man's life changes.
这的确是个难得的事情、啊、
This is something wonderful.
你看见当日有一些犹太人来到罗马探访这一个的保罗
So once some of the Jewish people came to Rome to visit Paul.
保罗把神国的道传讲给他们
God can preach to them the kingdom of heaven.
但是在那里却告诉我们说
But here it tells us that
这些人却没有真诚的来相信保罗所说的话
Yet the Jewish people did not believe what Paul has preached to them.
以致保罗告诉他们说
So Paul tells them that
你们正应了以赛亚先知所说的
For you have fulfilled what the prophet Isaiah has said.
以赛亚先知所讲的话正应验在你们的身上。
Isaiah said something that has now been fulfilled in you. What was that?
他们听是听见却不明白，看是看见却不晓得。
They heard but cannot understand. They see but do not know.
恐怕心里转变过来就得了医治了。
Unless their hearts change and they can understand.
所以你看见这些人心里的刚硬。
So we can see these people, their heart has been
hardened. 虽然保罗为着福音被捆锁了。
Even though Paul was imprisoned because of the gospel.
外面的工作不能继续了。
He cannot continue his work.
但是在这里。
But here he is.
他是遇见了一个人所看为没有价值的人。
He met a man that was despised by others.
他竟然因着保罗所传的福音而蒙恩了。
Of the gospel that Paul preached.
这保罗的心里面有非常的感动。
And he has been changed, and Paul was moved by that.
他实在看见圣灵的工作。
He saw the work of the Holy Spirit.
他应着这个人。
For this man.
所以他为着他放下了手中的工作。
So for his sake, he willing to put down what he was doing.
他爱他而写了这封信。
And love him and wrote this letter.
不错，保罗的确是在捆锁里面生了这阿尼西姆。
Yes, Paul has take birth of this child in the prison.
用加拉太书里面的话所说。
In the book of Galatians,
这个人好像他在生产的过程当中经历了苦痛的一样。
It's like he has gone through the birth of travail of birth and give birth to this child.
好像他在难处的当中而得来的儿子。
He is a son gained in difficult circumstances.
很自然，他里面当然非常的宝贵。
And he treasured this son.
这的确有他的一点的意，一点的原因。
So there is a reason to that.
也有人告诉我们说
，Some people say that.
保罗之所以如此。
Paul can do that.
那是因为这个人生命有了非常美丽的表现。
Because this man now has gone through a transformation of life.
如果他信了耶稣了。
Because if he believed in Jesus.
他一点没有改变。
And he never changed.
恐怕保罗就不大愿意做这种事情。
Perhaps Paul will not write this letter for him.
当然了。
But.
实际上说来。
Actually.
一个真正蒙恩得救的人。
A person who has truly been saved by grace,
生命应当有所改变。
Surely his life will change.
如果一个人真的蒙了恩典呢？
If someone truly know the grace,
得着了基督的生命，
and receive the life of Christ,
生命一点都没有改变。
And his life has never changed.
这是绝对不可能的。
Then it's totally impossible.
这叫我们怀疑他到底得救了没有。
We might even suspect that whether he is truly born again.
他生命应当改变。
His life should be changed.
应当活出主的那个样式来。
We should live out the patterns of life.
这是正常的。
This should be normal.
所以保罗把福音传给阿尼西姆了。
So when Paul preached his gospel to Onesimus,
这个福音的种子撒在他的心。
And this seed of the gospel now sown in his heart.
他实在显出了这个生命的美丽表现。
It shows us a beautiful expression of life.
所以保罗为着他的前途。
And Paul for his sake.
写了这一封信。
Wrote this letter.
这也许是另外一个原因。
This perhaps is another reason.
但是更有一个原因。
But there's another reason.
你看保罗写这封信的时候。
When Paul wrote this letter,
用了一个特别的词语
he used a word that is special to this book,
是他在其他的书信里面所没有用的
that he did not use in any of his other letters.
就是他对阿尼西对腓利门说
it is a word that he spoken to Philemon.
他说我现在打发他亲自回你那里去
I'm sending him back.
他是我心上的人
that is my own heart.
保罗这个词是他在其他的书信从来没有用过的。
Paul has never used this description in any of his other letters.
他把这个阿尼西姆
He sent this Onesimus
称为心上的人。
He called him one of his own heart.
这个词更好翻译。
This should be translated in this way.
他是我的心。
He is my heart.
他是我的，我们中文说他是我的心肝。
He is my very heart.
他是我，也有一些人翻了文雅，他是我所爱的。
And someone translated, he is the one that I love.
他就是我的心。
He is my heart.
也可以说他就是我啊。
And or in a sense that he is me.
所以他说你收纳他，如同收纳我。
If you accepted him, you accepted me.
因为他就是我的心。
Because he is my very heart.
我心上的人啊。
He is the one that I love with my heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你的确为着这阿尼西姆非常感觉到他的那个幸福啊。
Can you see how blessed this Onesimus is?
当保罗写信给哥林多的教会的时候
When Paul wrote to the church in Corinth,
他介绍他的真儿子提摩太
He introduced his true son Timothy to them.
他也不过是说这是我亲爱有忠心的儿子
He said, this is my dear faithful son.
但是他在这里介绍一个人所看为渣滓的这个的奴隶
But when he introduced this slave that has been despised by men,
但是他却说这是我的心啊。
Yet he described, this is my own heart.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他告诉腓利门说。
He's telling Philemon.
现在他不再是奴隶。
Now he's no longer a slave.
是亲爱的弟兄。
But he's a dear brother.
而这个亲爱的弟兄。
This beloved brother.
是一个怎么样的弟兄。
What sort of brother is he?
这个亲爱的弟兄。
This dear brother.
乃是我的心。
He is my heart.
乃是我的心肝。
He is my heart.
就是我。
He is me.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是保罗对什么叫做基督身体的认识。
This is why Paul knew what is the body of Christ.
什么是基督的身体。
What is the body of Christ?
不错，基督身体只有一个。
Yes, there's only one body.
基督身体在这地上不是有许多许多。
There's not many, there's no many more bodies.
所以他在以弗所书提醒我们。
So in Ephesians tells us,
身体只有一个。
There's only one body.
圣灵只有一位。
One spirit.
他说我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Let's keep, strive to keep the unity of the faith in the spirit.
但是在这个身体的里头。
So therefore, in this body,
却并不是一个抽象的名词。
It is not an abstract term.
这个身体
this body,
乃是一个活的一个的表现。
It's a living organism, a living expression.
这个身体乃是透过了肢体之间的关系。
And this body can come through by the relationship of the members.
而把这个身体显在这个地上的。
And this body can be manifested in this world.
所以你看见保罗一面告诉我们。
So Paul tells us on one hand.
这是基督的身体。
This is the body of Christ.
同时他给我们看见。
At the same time he tells us
that. 他是如何活在这身体的当中。
How he lived in this body.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
保罗给我们看见关乎教会的真理。
What Paul showed us concerning the truth of the church.
我们从客观的那个真理来看
In the objective truth
我们能够从他在以弗所哥罗西书里面来明白
We can understand it through Ephesians and Colossians
我们从稍微仔细的一面
So we can see in detail
那我们就来到哥林多前书第十二章
We come to 1 Corinthians chapter 12
我们看见保罗说这个身体
He said that this body
他说基督就是这样子的
He said that is the way Christ is
懂原文的人告诉我们说
Those who know the original language
那里应该翻译说那基督就是这样子
That Christ is the same
这个就是指着教会
That is concerning the church
指着这个基督的身体
Concerning the body of Christ
告诉我们说身体是一个
He said there is only one body
身体仍然是一个
There is only one
但是肢体却有许多
But there has many members
你在这个身体里面
In this body,
你看见有许许多多不同的肢体。
There are many different members.
因为是神造作他旨意把不同的肢体安排在这个身体的上面。
Because God, according to his will, are arranging these members in this one body.
当然他不忘记说肢体虽多。
Even though there are many members,
人是一个身体。
But still only one body.
然而他在下面很仔细地告诉我们。
Then he tells us very clearly.
他说这个身上的肢体。
These members of this one body.
是怎么样的在那里来显出这个美丽的身体的生活呢?
How can they show forth the beautiful life of the body?
乃是彼此的尊重。
That is the respect for one another.
乃是彼此的接纳。
And to accept one another.
认定自己
to know that
在神所给我的那份的里面
in the part that God has given to me
所以他才告诉我们说
so he tells us that
他说身上的肢体
there are many members of his body
你不能因为你不是耳
not because you are not the ear
你就说你是耳不是眼你就说你不舒服这个身体
and you say that you are the ear not the eyes therefore you not belong to this body
你不能说因为你是手耳不是脚你就不属于这个身体
or you say that you are the hands not the feet you are not the body
你应当尊重神所给你的这一份
you must respect the part that God has given to you
而反过来说
on the other hand
他给我们看见说
he say he show us that
你也不能说因为他是头，他是手。
You cannot say because he is the hand.
他不是脚。
He is not the leg.
他就不属于这个身体。
Therefore, he do not belong to the body.
你看见说 在这个身体里面
so in this body,
我们不只要尊重我们的自己
not only we need to respect
我们也要尊重其他的肢体
we also need to respect other members
并且他更告诉我们
and it tells us that
身上人以为不敬美的
any one part of the body that is not honored
还要给他越发加给敬美
we need to bestow greater honor to it
弟兄姊妹们
人
看这个肢体没有功用的。
If someone say this member has no function.
人看这个肢体没有特别的。
And this member has no special use.
当然，如果你这样看，那你是看错。
But if you see that, then you see it wrongly.
从来没有一个身上的肢体是没有功用的。
There's no one part of your body that is not functioning.
你有发现你身体有哪一个部分是没有功用的呢？
Did you discover any part of your body that is not useful?
我常常说有一些姐妹们，有些女士们。
Some sisters, some ladies.
常常觉得自己这个眉毛啊，实在是长得好像不大好看。
They felt that their eyebrow is not pretty.
所以呢，他就把它刮掉。
So they actually shave it away.
然后自己涂上黑的颜色。
And then they will draw some nicer line themselves.
所以要画得比较漂亮一点。
They say they'll look nicer.
但是他没有想到下大雨的时候，整个眼睛都黑掉。
But they forgotten that when it's rain, their eyes will become black.
因为神造这个小小的眉毛。
Because God created this eyebrow,
正是帮助你的
to help you.
就是一点点雨下来
that when there's been a rain,
它还是显出它的功用来啊
it will function.
你以为它是多余的吗
you thought that this is,
你以为长得不好看吗
you thought that it's not pretty.
但这是神把它安排在你的身上
But God put it there for you.
所以从来没有一个基督身上的肢体
There is no one member of the body of Christ.
它是没有用的。
That is not useful.
它是绝对有用的。
It's definitely useful.
只是很多时候我们重视大的那一个肢体。
But we always emphasize on the big members.
我们重视那显得特殊功用的肢体。
We emphasize on those that clearly function.
我们轻视了那些看为不大中用的肢体。
And we are belittle those who are not very obvious in their function.
但是保罗说不。
But Paul said no.
身上的肢体人以为不敬美
that if any part of the body that is not honorable,
乃是越发加给他敬美
we need to bestow greater honor to it.
是不是这样子呢
Isn't that the case?
你为什么要把它画得漂亮一点呢
Why are you making it prettier?
因为你就觉得要让它更敬美
Because you want it to look prettier.
是不是
Isn't that?
因为你觉得说它不漂亮
Because you felt that it's not pretty.
所以你要越发增添它的漂亮
So you want to increase its beauty.
那的确没有一个人从来没有一个人
Brother and sister, there's no one person
是不爱自己的身体的
That will not love his own body.
是不是所以你就看见说在基督身体的里面
So therefore in the body of Christ
我们不只应当尊重我们的自己
Not only we need to respect ourselves
我们也应当尊重别人
We also need to respect others
并且特别人所看不起的
Especially those people despise
却更应当给他越发增加他的敬美啊
You should in fact increase his beauty for you
现在这位讲这样子道理的神的仆人
So when this Paul who preached this doctrine about the body of Christ
他的生活就表现给你看
And he showed to you how he lived
现在在他旁边这位的弟兄
Now here this brother next to him
现在这位的肢体
This member
人看他一点都没有价值
People see him as useless
他不过是个奴隶
He was just a slave
但是现在保罗说
But Paul say, no,
他是我的心
he is my heart,
他是我的心肝
he is my very heart,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
请你看看你旁边的人
look at the brother and sister next to you,
你能不能够说哎呦你是我的心肝
can you say he is my heart,
你对你太太你可以这样说
you can say that to your wife,
你对你的女儿你能够这样说
you can say this to your daughter,
我心肝宝贝哟
my dear heart,
你对你的弟兄
can to your brother,
怪难说的
Speed heart
比较有点肉麻吧
A bit
好像好难讲得出来了
As if it's very hard to say the same thing.
你能不能够对你的肢体，你的弟兄说，你是我的心肝？
Can you say to your brother and your sister, say that you are my heart?
那保罗说，他是我的心肝。
But Paul said, he is my heart.
他就是我。
He is me.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是基督身体的生活。
This is the life in the body of Christ.
你怎么来显出你对弟兄的爱？
How do you show forth your love to your brothers and sisters?
你是不是常常觉得说他是你的心？
Do you feel that he is your heart?
他是你的心肝啊。
He is your heart, very heart.
很多时候我们之所以不能够显出这个肢体的爱。
Sometimes we cannot show forth the members and their love for one another.
正是缺少了保罗这种生命的表现。
Because we are lacking the expression of life that is in Paul.
正是缺少了保罗对阿尼西姆的称呼。
That we lost that expression that Paul called Onesimus.
这不只是对保罗。
Not only for Paul.
这也是对着腓利门来说的。
But also speaking to Philemon.
他就应当是一个每一个人所宝贝的。
Basically, Paul said he should be treasured by everyone.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
因着基督的救赎
，Because the redemption of Christ,
是主用重价把他买赎回来的。
Christ has redeemed him with a high price.
他能够在这基督的身体的里面。
Now he's been placed in the body of Christ.
不是你挑的
，It is not you chosen.
不是你选的。
Not by your choice.
弟兄姊妹，如果基督的身体的肢体是我们能够选的话
，Brother and sister, if you can choose to be whether to be in the body
of Christ, 那恐怕有许多人今天都不能坐在这里了。
Then many people will not want to sit here.
假如我来选的话
，If I was to choose who is a member of body of Christ,
今天我们在澳洲
，We are in Australia.
我们不能说我们不选金头发、黄头发的了。
We cannot choose those who are bronze or brown hair.
但是如果让我来选的话
，If I was to choose,
那我总是选一些看了还是比较正常的人。
I will choose someone who look a bit normal.
如果我们看来有点古里八怪的
，If we had chosen someone who looked strange,
我们觉得这种人就来有何用啊
？We thought that, why would it save such a person?
这为什么要进来呢
？Why should he come in?
这恐怕带来极大的难处了。
It has to bring us much difficulties.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we praise and thank the Lord.
这不是我们的选择。
This is not our choice.
是我们的神在基督里，在创世以前已经拣选了。
But God in Christ has chosen us before the foundation of the world.
是我们的主付重价把他救来的。
Our Lord has paid a high price to buy them.
现在就把他摆在你的旁边。
Now he put him next.
现在就成为了你的肢体。
Now he became a member of the body of Christ.
现在就看你我怎么样来对待他这位基督所救赎的。
Now Christ wants to look at how you and I are going to treat this member that he placed in the body.
你我能不能够说他是我的心
？Can you say he is my very heart?
如果你觉得他就是你的心
，If you felt that he is your very heart，
那么你就看见你来读腓利门书的时候
，Then when you look at the letter of Philemon，
你才能够摸得着保罗的那样子一个爱。
Then you can touch。The love of Paul,
就是因为他是我的心
，because he is my very heart.
所以他的问题就是我的问题
，so therefore his problems is my problems.
他亏欠了你腓利门
，he has owed you Philemon.
他的账都归在我的身上
，what he owed you, put it in my account.
我来替他偿还
，I will pay on his behalf.
我来替他承担
，I will bear on his behalf.
这就是因着爱的缘故
，this is the reason of love.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers,
现在这里有一个人
Here is a man,
他所有的一切
All that about him,
都是保罗的一切
is also Paul's issues,
因为他的事就是我的事
Because his things is my things
这就是生命的表现
This is the expression of life
这就是在基督身体里面的生活
This is life in the body of Christ
当我们说教会是基督的身体
When we say the church is the body of Christ
当我们说我们怎么样来活出基督身体的生活
When he say how we should live this church life
保罗在这里就告诉我们
Paul tells us that
这不是一个道理
This is not a doctrine
这乃是一个生活
But this is a lifestyle
并且这个生活是一个非常非常的考验的生活
，and this lifestyle is something that is full of challenge.
这个考验的生活
，this challenging life，
并不是在远处
，it is not something far away，
就在你的旁边
，but it's next to you，
是不是
？Isn't that the truth？
很多弟兄姊妹们的心非常伟大
Some brothers and sisters, their heart is broad.
他每一天都与很多神的儿女们交通。
They can have fellowship with many children of God.
他不是 email 给澳洲的弟兄。
He will be emailing brothers and sisters in Australia.
就是 email 给美国的姐妹。
Or sister to America.
他不是打电话给这个加拿大的一个肢体。
He can call up a member of Body of Christ in Canada.
就是在哪里来给这个新加坡的弟兄姊妹们在那个 Facebook 里面来讲话。
And he's speaking through Facebook to a sister brother in Singapore.
他常常说真的非常彼此相爱。
Oh, he really showed that he loved brother and sister all over the place.
我们就是爱我们的肢体。
We love our members of the body of Christ.
但是他从来没有注意他旁边的弟兄。
But he never noticed brother and sister right next to him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
爱那些远处的。
To love those who are far away.
那是太容易了。
That is very easy.
因为都是在电脑上面。
Because you love them through the computers.
因为都是在这个电话上。
You love them through the telephones.
因为面对面都是在 FaceTime, 都是在这个电脑上那个照对话的事项里面。
Because you can have face-to-face conversation even through video mail.
他从来不刺激你的。他从来不刺激你的。
He will never cause you trouble.
就是你跟他吵架不喜欢把他关掉。
If you have an argument with him, then you should switch off the computers.
三两个礼拜不给他对话。
You will not talk to him for two or three weeks.
但是那一个在你旁边的人。
But the brother and sister who are right next to you.
那个每个礼拜和你在一起的人。
You are seeing him every single Sunday.
哎呀，你真的没有办法。
Then you have no way.
你说你要爱他。
You say you love him.
真是又爱又恨啊。
But it's love and hate all mingled together.
你真是觉得真是没有他的办法。
You really felt that there's nothing to do. What can you do?
这是我们的考验。
This is our test.
这才是真的基督身体的生活。
This is the true life of the body of Christ.
保罗在这里把这个阿尼西姆送回去。
So Paul sent Onesimus back.
他说这是我的心。
He said he is my heart.
他也给这个腓利门看见。
He also saw Philemon that.
这也应当是你的心。
He should be your heart.
你怎么以我为宝贝？
How you think that I'm precious to you?
你怎么接纳我？
How you will receive me?
你也应当怎么接纳他？
You should also receive
Onesimus. 你怎么看待我？
How you treat me?
你也同样看待他。
You should treat Onesimus.
是不是？
Isn't that the case?
我一直原谅我小心眼。
Please forgive me for being narrow-minded.
我一直没有忘记一件事情。
Yeah, something that I never forget.
其实早也就忘记掉了。
Actually, I have forgotten.
我提出来都有一个好玩的事。
I mentioned it because it's quite interesting.
有一年在美国的特会的里面。
One year in America in a special conference.
当然有许多人。
There are many people there.
那我们在餐厅里面当然吃饭的时候。
So as we are having lunch, meals in the dining room.
刚好我就和江弟兄站在一起。
So I was standing together with brother Stephen Kong.
我陪着他一起走。
I was walking with him.
端饭菜。
To take the food.
那么远处有位年长弟兄来。
Then there was an elder brother who came.
迎面而来。
He came towards us.
走来的时候我就给他打招呼了。
So when he came, I greeted him.
但是他一转就来到我旁边。
But he came next to me.
他就跟江弟兄打招呼。
And he greeted brother Stephen Kong.
我站在哪里呢？
So I was standing there.
我好像忽然透明了。
So I became transparent.
他打完招呼也就走掉了。
He had greeted Brother Stephen Kong, then he left.
我看一看。
So I look at him.
那到底我今天是怎么样的呢？
He said, "Who am I today?"
当然，我们常常会落在这种光景里面。
And many times we fall into such a trap.
我们常说，我们眼睛看见是大弟兄。
We always see these big brothers.
我们这种小弟兄。
And we who are a small brother.
那人家就看不在眼咯。
That people will not treat you as anything.
但是我当时心里面很不过瘾啊。
But I was very, very, unhappy.
很不高兴啊。
I was unhappy.
是不是这个很自然的。
This is natural.
虽然这个不过是一个小故事。
Even though it's a small story.
那就是告诉我们说我们人常常不自觉的就活在这种的生活的情况当中。
If it tells us that unconsciously, we can be easily fall into such a trap.
我看那一天如果是保罗的话,
that day if Paul was there,
恐怕他先给我打招呼,
perhaps he will greet me first.
因为他说, 这是我心上的人,
because he said he is my very heart.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你我今天生活在神的家里面,
we are living in the family of God.
如果我们说我们真的认识什么叫做基督的身体,
if we truly know what is the body of Christ,
就看我们怎么对待你旁边的这个肢体,
then you will see how you treat the members next to you.
他是不是你真的你以他为心上的人的?
Do you treat them as one of your very heart?
你是不是以他的事就是你的事的?
Is his problems your problems?
你是不是怕别人得罪你,你也同样怕得罪他的?
Or do you afraid of offending them and afraid of them offending you?
因为这才是身体的生活。
Because this should be the life of the member of the body of Christ.
因着这个缘故,
for that reason,
保罗他为着他写了这样子的信,
Paul had written this letter to Philemon.
因为把他一切的事都以为他自己的事,
because everything that concerning Onesimus is his problem.
保罗告诉菲利门,
Paul tells Philemon,
他说现在他回去,
now he is going back to you, no longer a slave,
乃是高过奴隶,
but more than a slave,
是亲爱的弟兄,
he's a beloved brother.
虽然他还仍旧站在奴隶的地位上,
even though he may stand in the position of a slave,
因为他也不晓得这个阿尼西姆回到腓利门的家,
because he's not sure when Philemon go back to Onesimus,
腓利门有没有把他释放了,
whether Philemon will let him go.
保罗没有要求, 对不对?
Paul did not request it.
没有说现在的回去, 你不能再把他当作奴隶,
he did not say you should not treat him as a slave anymore when he goes back.
他也许还是做奴隶,
perhaps he's still a slave.
但是,
but
现在,
now,
他不再是奴隶,
no longer a slave.
他有个更高的身份,
he has a higher status. He is now a beloved brother. Perhaps Philemon truly let him go.
因为保罗说, 我相信你所做的一定比我所写给你的更多,
Paul said, I believe that what you will do will more than what I ask of you.
但是不管如何,
whatever it is,
你看到保罗在这里说,
Paul said,
他是亲爱的弟兄,
he is a dear brother.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is the body of Christ. He is my heart.
有什么的关系?
Is there any relationship?
比这个关系更甜美呢?
Can be better or sweeter than this relationship.
我们不做和主的关系,
we have a relationship with the Lord.
是受造与被造的关系,
it's a relationship between the creator and the created being.
是主与奴隶的关系,
it's the master and slave.
我们与主的关系,
we have this relationship with the master.
因着救赎, 我们成为了圣徒,
and because of redemption, we have become a saint.
我们在神面前因着他得着儿子儿子的名分,
and because of him, we received the spirit of sonship.
不坐在神的教会当中,
and in the church of God,
我们有不同的位分,
we have different positions.
显出神给教会不同的恩赐与功用,
it shows us different function of the member of the body of Christ.
我们在生命的成长的里面,
as we grow in spiritual life,
有显出像小子一样的生命,
sometimes we show forth that we are little brother,
有显出像少年人一样,
or we are young men,
也有显出像父老的,
or we are like fathers.
但是不管如何,
whatever it is,
我们却不能忘记,
we cannot forget that.
我们今天有一个基本的关系,
today we have a basic understanding,
在这个肢体的里头,
that among the members of the body of Christ, we are dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这也就是保罗所以爱这位阿尼西姆的原因,
this is the reason why Paul loved Onesimus.
他不知在保罗的心里面,
not only in Paul's heart,
他就是他,
he is himself.
同时在宽大的一面,
and in the broader circle,
他也给神的教会看见,
he also showed in the church of God,
他是亲爱的弟兄,
he is a dear beloved brother.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
因着他是个弟兄,
because he is a brother,
所以他就应得着弟兄的对待,
so therefore he should be treated like a brother.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我昨天说,
Yesterday I said,
这封信好像是写给个人的。
This letter, as it was written to a private individual.
但是你如果仔细的读。
But if you read it carefully,
这封信也是关系到教会的。
This letter is concerning the church.
第一方面你看见说。
One hand you can see that.
他写给腓利门的时候。
He written this letter to Philemon.
他也请求腓利门。他在这里也告诉我们说与这个以及在你家里的教会。
He said the church in your house.
而他把这个教会摆在同一个信的里头。
So basically, he's put this letter together with the letter to the church.
他提到腓利门的爱心。
He mentioned about the love of Philemon.
下面他转过来，他说你们。
Then he said you.
所以你就看见说不只是个人。
Not only himself.
也是团体。
But also a corporate.
不只是个人。
Not only individual.
也是教会的。
But also the church.
所以这封信不管自然是为着是个人的。
So surely this letter is to a private or individual.
但是也是教会的。
But it's also the church.
我也请弟兄姊妹来想一想。
I ask brothers to think about this.
如果这封信去了腓利门那里。
If this letter went to Philemon's.
腓利门要把这个阿尼西姆释放。
And if Philemon should let go of Onesimus,
从来没有个人晓得。
No one will know anything.
不晓得什么故事。
People do not know the story.
那么从今以后这个阿尼西姆
from that time onwards,
在教会里面
in the church,
让别人就有许多的想法。
People may have many, many thinking about it.
但是感谢神
but praise the Lord,
应着这封信去。
Because of this letter,
不只是给阿尼西 不给腓利门的
not only to Philemon,
也同时他说并在你家里的教会
and also to the church in your house.
很显然我个人相信
I believe that
这封信也一定这个内容让神的教会众圣徒也晓得的
I believe this letter will be read to the church and to the brothers and sisters in that church.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
虽然哥勒西的教会
Even though the Colossian church
是在腓利门的家里头
is meeting in the Philemon's house.
但是这个家就是神的教会的所在。
But this house is actually where the church meets.
现在他个人的事也就是教会的事。
Now his private matter is the matter of the church.
他与保罗之间的关系也就影响了教会的事。
And because of the issue with Paul,Actually, it's the issue of the church.
这是很显然的事情。
It's something quite clear.
所以今天我们常常说。
So we always say that.
我们不只有个人与神之间的关系。
Not only have a relationship with God.
我们也与众圣徒发生关系。
We also have a relationship with the brothers and sisters.
很多时候我们常常忘记了。
We've forgotten that.
我们以为是我个人的事。
My private issues.
这不是教会的事。
It's not just the issue of the church.
但是你却忘记了。
They've forgotten that.
却往往许多个人的事
Sometimes private issues.
也就影响了教会
It will also affect the church.
举个简单的例子说
I give you a simple illustration.
如果每一个个人都不向着主
If every individual are not focusing on the Lord.
每一个个人都向着世界
If they all focus on the world.
那请问这个教会怎么样能够成长起来呢
Then I ask you how would this church grow.
这是不可能的事
That is impossible.
所以你就看见个人与教会是分不开的
So you can see that a private individual and the church cannot be separated.
这个腓利门的表现
Philemon's expression.
那是影响了教会的
And what he will do will affect the church.
这个保罗对阿尼西姆的爱
So Paul's love for Onesimus
那是影响着哥勒西教会的
will affect the church in Colossae.
因为今天他在一个身体的里头
Because now they are in the same body.
他乃是一个亲爱的弟兄
He is a dear brother.
哦，弟兄姊妹们
Brother and sister.
你我在神的教会当中
You and I in the church of God.
我们是什么呢
Who are we?
我们都是亲爱的弟兄。
We are dear brothers and sisters.
我们是不是就在这个身份里头呢
Are we in the identity?
如果我们看见这就是我们今天的身份。
If you can see that this is our identity today.
那我们就应当活出显出这身份应有的生活。
Then we must live our life that show off this identity.
那我们就要像保罗一样
Then we must be like Paul.
应着是弟兄的缘
Because he is a brother.
所以他不随便
So therefore, he do not treat him
like. 因着现在在身体里面是同着弟兄的缘故。
Because he is now a brother in Christ.
所以他说，虽然我有权柄。
Even though I can command you.
虽然我能够以我的身份。
Even though with my position.
我可以吩咐你合宜的事。
I can command you to do what is right.
但是我宁可凭爱心求你。
But I rather to plead with you in love.
他不敢越过了他的弟兄。
He do not try to overstep his brother.
他虽然巴不得把这个阿尼西姆放在身边来服侍他。
Even though he likes to keep Onesimus to serve him.
但是他却说，因为不知道你的意思。
But he said, because I do not know what you will do.
我就不这样做了。
I will not do that.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
这就是弟兄之间的生活。
This is the life among brothers.
我们不能够应着。 我有我的主张和我的看法。
You cannot because you have your own idea, your own will.
我总不能应着我有我的想法,我的本领。
Or your own thinking or your own talent.
而我忘记了我的弟兄。
That you've forgotten who is your brother.
没有尊重我的弟兄。
That you do not respect your brother.
保罗说,虽然我能。
Paul said, even though I could,
虽然我知道你也不一定不反对,
even though you will not obey against this,
但是应着没有得到你的同意,
but before receiving your permission,
还不晓得你的意思,
and not sure what you will do,
我就不这样行了,
I will not do that.
我就放下我的自己了,
I'm willing to lay down myself.
这叫做生活在弟兄的中间。
This is what it means to live among brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
保罗所显出来的那种是生活。
This is the life that Paul exhibited.
他从来没有坚持他的自己。
He did not insist on what he said.
他如何把自己放在主的手里面。
He's willing to put himself in the hands of God.
甘心失去了自由。
Willing to lose his freedom.
做一个被囚的，做一个奴仆。
To be a prisoner. A servant.
他也同样在基督的身体里面,
that in the body of Christ.
把他自己约束在身体的当中,
he restricted himself in the body of Christ.
没有他自己的主张,
without his own ideas.
最小的事情,
in the small matters.
他乃是尊重他的弟兄,
he tried to respect his brother.
因着不知道他的意思,
for he did not know what he would do.
我就宁可不做。
He's willing not to do what he wants to do.
这就是这位伟大的神的仆人的美丽啊。This
is the beauty of this great servant of Christ. Not only he preached,
而他乃是行,
but he also do.
不只教导,
not only teach,
而乃是活在行,
but he live out what he teach.
他就活在圣徒的中间,
he live among the brothers,
给弟兄看见说,
and show the brothers.
我是这样尊重同着弟兄的人。
I'm really respecting those who are my fellow brothers.
所以他能够服侍神的教会。
So therefore he can serve the church of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这就是保罗的美丽。
This is the beauty of Paul.
他能够活在建筑的实际的里头了。
He can live out this practical reality of his life.
难怪神的教会因着他而能够都做建立。
Therefore, many churches were built out because of him.
今天我们生活在神的教会当中。
Today, we're living in the church of God.
我们是不是愿意这样子的学习?
Are we willing to learn the same lessons?
约翰告诉我们说,
John tells us that
我们如果爱神,
if we love God,
我们就应当爱弟兄,
we therefore should love one another.
同样的，约翰并不是把高的道理告诉我们。
John did not tell us great high doctrine.
他也同时告诉我们说,
he tells us that
如果我们说爱,
if we say we love,
那我们就应当效法我们的主。
Then we must be like our Lord.
因为我们的主怎么为着我们舍命?
How our Lord has laid down his life for us.
更好翻译着放下他的自己,
he laid down himself.
我们也应当为着我的弟兄放下我的自己。
Therefore I should lay myself down because of my brothers and sisters.
约翰说这就是爱了。
John said, this is love.
这就是爱的表现。
This is the expression of love.
所以你看见使徒们所讲的,
so therefore the apostle preached,
都是在你我生活的每一个小片段,
is actually concerning every details of our life.
是我们能够学习, 是我们能够进入的,
something that we can learn, something that we can enter into.
就不过有点点的学习,
If we can learn this,
我们把自己放下来,
we lay ourselves down,
你就看见这个身体就表现在正常的里面,
we can see that this life, this body can be expressed normally.
这个就能够显出身体正常的生活,
it can show forth the normal church life.
所以你现在看见这位的仆人,
so we can see this servant,
他显出了这个美丽的榜样,
he manifests this beautiful example.
当然,
surely,
虽然是同桌弟兄,
even though they are brothers to one another,
也并不代表说可以随便就让他过去,
it doesn't mean that he can let this matter just pass through.
哎呀, 虽然我们是弟兄,
even though we are brothers and sisters,
我们也不能够像福建伟公轻轻猜猜,
we cannot become like a Hawking saying that we can do
随随便便,
we can do it simply, 马马虎虎,
马马虎虎, 你现在他欠你的东西算了算了,
whatever he had owed you, this doesn't matter.
你就当作你家里有个东西那么多那么富有丢那个东西就算了,
you are so rich, if you lose something, don't worry, let it be.
何必根根计较?
Why should we calculate that?
没有,
no.
错就错, 对就对,
if he's wrong, it is wrong. If it's right, it is right.
虽然现在是个亲爱的弟兄,
now he's a dear brother.
但是他说我现在打发他回去,
but I'm sending him back to you.
他还是需要面对他得罪弟兄,
he still needs to face with this brother because he sinned against him.
不是因着弟兄的缘故,
not because he's a brother.
那所有都能够包容了,
then he can forgive everything.
而连错误的也包容了,
including what was wrong.
这不叫基督身体,
that is not the members of the body of Christ.
他是亲爱的弟兄不错,
if he's a dear brother, that's right.
但是他亏欠了他的弟兄,
but he has sinned against the other brother.
他就应当对付这个事情,
so he must deal with that matter.
是不是?
Isn't that the
truth? 保罗是非常清楚的,
Paul said it clearly.
他一点都不蒙叉叉的,
he will not be 蒙叉叉,
他是一点都不糊涂的,
he will not be confusing.
他一点都不糊里糊涂的,
he will not do things simply.
他不止 对这么小弟兄的事情关心,
not only he cared for this small matter of the brothers,
他对大的弟兄也不留情面,
he will not also neglect the mistake of the older, of the greater brother.
你记得他在加拉太书第二章里面,
remember what he wrote in Galatians?
他不是讲过这样子一个事情吗?
Didn't he say this?
哎呀, 他 遇见了他亲爱的弟兄主的门徒彼得,
he saw the dear brother, the apostle and disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, Peter.
圣经说当那些从耶路撒冷的人还没有来到安提亚的时候,
before those from Jerusalem came to Antioch,
哎呀这个彼得啊, 他就和这个外邦人一同吃饭,
and Peter ate with the Gentiles.
但是当他看见从雅各那里的人来了,
but when he saw those who came from James,
喂, 他就拉着这个巴拿巴就一同跑到这个犹太人那一桌上面去了,
together with Barnabas he withdrew himself and separated himself.
哎, 我们还是避开一点,
it's better for us just to separate ourselves.
圣经怎么说?
What did the Bible say?
保罗说, 因着他行的不对,
and Paul said because they did, they have become a hypocrite.
我就当面地指责他,
therefore, I accuse them before others. Why?
因为这的确是与真理不合,
because this is in contradiction to the truth.
因为这的确不是基督的福音啊,
this is not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在基督的里面不分犹太人,不分外邦人,不分希利尼人啊,
because in Christ there's no longer Jews or Gentiles or Greek.
这不只是保罗所得来的启示,
this is the revelation Paul received.
这也是主在异象里面所给彼得所看见的那个的故事,
this is also something that God shown to Peter in that vision.
现在他竟然为着人情的缘故,
now because of man, the fear of man,
哎呦, 他躲开了,
he withdrew himself,
甚至不能巴拿巴的受影响了,
even Barnabas was affected.
这个保罗过不去,
and Paul cannot stand that.
他不是和彼得有什么过不去,
not that he has anything to do with Peter, but for the truth.
所以他当面抵挡着彼得,
so he contend with Peter before others.
他的抵挡是为着真理,
for the truth,
是为着神的这个见证,
for the testimony of the Lord Jesus
Christ. 所以你就看见这里是弟兄,
so here is a brother.
这个弟兄,
this brother,
在这爱的里面,
he is in love.
那是站在真理的基础上的,
based on truth.
现在这个安利西姆,
Onesimus,
他得罪了他的主人,
he sinned against his master.
他应当解决这个问题,
he should go back and resolve the issue. He should go back.
保罗没有纵容他,
Paul Paul did not let him go.
没有把他保护起来,
but he did not just protect him.
保罗却为着他, 处处为着他,
but Paul is still concerned for him.
把他的事成为他个人的事,
to try to take burden of his burden.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是亲爱的弟兄,
this is a dear brother.
这是在身体里面做弟兄的生活,
he is a brother that is in the body of Christ.
这也是我们今天在神家里面,
this is how we should learn in the house of God. A lesson that we all should learn.
许多时候我们要么看见他如同看不见,
sometimes we may just neglect a brother.
有的时候我们包容他, 包容到一切罪都包容下来,
or we try to include the brother that we even include all his sins.
但是神的仆人不只讲这个真理,
but the servant of Christ not only say this doctrine.
神的仆人摆在我面前一种生活的表现,
the servant of Christ also show us that life.
却给了我们非常的榜样,
and given us the very example.
这的确是我们处在这样子一个混乱的时代当中,
so as we live in this confusing world,
在这教会之外,
that apart from the church,
没有真理,
there's no truth,
没有真实,
there's no reality.
都在撒旦的手上,
they are in the hands of the evil one.
诡诈与虚伪,
that in pretense, in hypocrisy. But we have been called separated in the house, in the church of God. We are members of one another in the body of Christ. Should we not show forth the reality of the body of Christ and to fulfill God's will, and to show to this generation just like a light shining forth? This is what the Lord wants us. May the Lord help us, that in the word of God, we can encourage one another to learn one another. Remember, we are standing before God. Forever we are born slave of Jesus Christ. In the members of the body of Christ, we are together as brothers and sisters, that we should be a heart of one another. This is what it means that the word of God can be fulfilled. May the Lord be gracious to us. Let's bow and pray. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. May your word, through the Holy Spirit, translated into our hearts, that we may be led into the spiritual reality. Lord, we confess that we have come short of that. Many times we grieve your heart. Lord, may you forgive us. May you save us.
也巴不得你自己救助我们,
may you through us,
因着你十字架的功课在我们身上,
because of the lessons of the cross in our body,
你就叫我们要显出你自己的美丽,
that we may show forth your beauty,
来成为你自己的见证,
to be a testimony for you.
愿你恩待我们,
may you be gracious to us.
听我们的祷告,
listen to us.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.